The Gospel from Luke, chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. When a large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, Jesus called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of the parable might be. Jesus answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. This is such a powerful gospel, but how many of us have experience with gardening and sowing seeds the way Jesus describes in this parable? I have often wondered what types of images or stories Jesus would use in today's culture. And so imagine Jesus using this story to get his message across. A preacher had an important message, the most important message, to share with others. It was a message of hope, mercy, and love, one that would appeal to everyone if only they would embrace it. This person was tech savvy and decided to use a cell phone to send the message. The first person she wanted to call didn't even have a cell phone. Imagine that. They would never be able to receive the message unless our preacher found an alternate way to reach them. The next person called had her phone turned off. It was only used in an emergency when she was in a jam and needed help. A third person had his phone turned on, but didn't hear the phone ring or feel the phone vibrate. The preacher left a message, but the receiver received it, didn't recognize the person calling or even understand the message, and deleted it. The fourth person the preacher called had her phone ready and heard the phone ring, but didn't recognize the number on her screen. She was busy and so decided not to answer the phone. Finally, our preacher reached a person who answered his cell phone. He could hear the excitement in our preacher's voice as she shared the powerful message of God's love. He was open to hearing this message and welcomed it into his heart, asking the preacher to call him again each week and then each day to hear the good news. He told his friends about the wonderful message and even began making calls to share the good news with his friends and others. In both parables, we can place ourselves as sowers and receivers of the seed, as callers and receiver of the callers of the call. Are we open to receiving this phone call? Is our cell phone even on? After we hear the message, do we delete it without thought because we are too busy, or do we make it a part of our lives? If we look at this parable from the opposite perspective, what are our responsibilities as sowers of seeds or makers of phone calls? What responsibility do we have to make sure that people recognize our number? How do we ensure that we express the good news in a way that will keep people on the line, that will help them understand what the message is about and wanting us to call them week after week, day after day? Jesus used stories that would meet people where they were. Whenever they sowed seeds or saw someone else sowing them, they would recall his parable. Hopefully, when you make or receive a cell phone call today, you will reflect on your relationship with the good news that God wants you to receive. Have a good day.